Greetings to all the ardent listeners of Ageless, Priceless, _ L11 Ola. Welcome on board flight Ageless, Priceless, _ LA7 Ola. It's good to have you all glued to your seat for Ageless, Priceless, _ LA7 Ola. Kindly fasten your seatbelt as we take off with the podcast show on the frequent modulation of 100.07 FM, Saints FM. Welcome on board the flight. We are on a seasonal episode this morning, and we'll be talking about relationship, marriage, and sexual intercourse. In our last episode of relationship and sexual intercourse, we strictly talked about your first love may not be your last love, though many tackled me with that. I love that. This is tea time and lunch time with Ageless, Priceless, _ LA7 Ola, because today is Mother's Day. I'm so happy. I'm a mother, I'm not a mother. Does not matter. What matters most is I'm a woman. And then being a woman, a mother is an easy task. In my last episode, some people took it wrongly or got it on the other side of them. And I said, your first love may not be your last love. Though many tackled me indirectly. But as a podcaster, I got all the gimmicks. I got all the wording. When some say them, your ex shouldn't matter most in your life any longer. Wow, I want to talk about ex and exes right now. Your ex has simply been put. It's a relationship which you have entered into before, and now both of you are on a different level and then different horizon. But being an ex should not be a thing of the past. Because you are an ex with someone today does not mean you could not gain benefit from them. You could actually gain a lot from your ex. When you say someone is an ex, it doesn't really matter that because both of you are no longer on good terms, or the relationship ended in an abrupt manner, does not imply you could not be friends. Excuse me. You could actually be friends. And then, because ex implies former or previous, does not mean there's no good thing that could come out of that ex. There are a lot that you could gain from an ex. An ex could pave way for you. An ex could realize that what they did to you was bad in the past. But there was no way for them to just correct the anomalies. And then they moved on. They are regretting their actions right now, and they want to put everything in the correct manner for you. That's why they help. Some people tackled me to the extent that you shouldn't visit your ex. But I told them I could visit my ex and nothing will happen.
it all depends on your level of what do I call it now? I wouldn't say patience. I wouldn't say integrity. But I would say self-control. Because if you have self-control as a woman or man, and you love the present person you are with, you do not have to fall for your ex. Except the present person isn't as suitable as your ex. And maybe the way you people parted, you do not define it that we are no longer together. But if you express your feelings for each other again, that is, if there is no one in both of you's life, you can spark up or ignite the love flame again. I know I will always be tackled, but I know today is Mother's Day, so I'm enjoying myself with this podcast. I took you back to last week when we said your first love may not be your last love. But some said they married their first love. Kudos. You were just lucky. You were on the grace side of God. And if you are still on that relationship, I say, well done. And for those of you missing your ex, you better put a stop to it. I made a silly mistake in a relationship I was in of recent. I was always talking about my ex. And exes because they did something bad. I did not know the present person was actually getting annoyed with it. Not until of recent I realized it was a very bad idea for me to have been mentioning it right in front of the person for a very long time. Reoccurring in a number of times, I now realized I was not showing love to this present person, but trying to bring back my ex. That is where it is all wrong. Now I said today's topic will be about don't be pressurized. That is where I'm going. Because you left a relationship, you have not healed from that relationship, and people are telling you what are you up to, you shouldn't be alone, then you rush into another relationship. No, that's not the best thing for you to do as a woman. You've been burnt before. You need to take a calculated measure, look at the pros and cons, look at how you also necessitated or abrupted the relationship. It must have been, or it might have been out of mistake. Then you try to cover yourself, you try to heal very well before jumping into a new relationship. Try to figure out if the other person is truly over with you. If there are amendments you could make, try to make the amends. If there are ways you could resolve it, try to resolve them. But jumping into a new relationship wouldn't help you, because there are a lot of things you need to correct and put straight back on track before you go into any relationship. Like for me now, I am using this as a medium to say I'm fully ready for any relationship. I know someone is happy right there or out there. I don't care whatever criticism I get this time around. All that matters to me is making myself happy. I'm not being pressurized.
I've seen a lot in life, so I know what love is, and I'm fully ready to show the person the true love. I'm fully ready to go on the highest modulation, and if the person is willing to be on a roller coaster with me, I assure you this time around, you will never believe this is Ageless Priceless underscore LA7 Hola. You brought me into this limelight and I chose this name, but I know very soon I will get a better name from you, because you would give me that name I should use for my podcast. Now, I said don't be pressurized. A lot of people are being pressured into going out with a lady or a guy. A lot of people dictate to you. Either you are aging, or time isn't on your side, or you have a lot to accomplish at a certain age. But I tell you, the best marriage in life, it's not how far, but how well. I've seen people who have been married for 10 years, 15, 20 years. They still got divorced. And are still getting divorced. So, what am I simply telling you is that you might get married. And then you both use 5, 10, 15, 20 years together. And it lasts longer. Our relationship shouldn't be based on children. Most relationships nowadays are based on having or bearing children for each other. Such relationship doesn't last, because before you had children, you knew your partner. The love between you and your partner should never die because you have children. Should never cease because you have offspring. A good number of relationships that sustains till eternity, that is when they are no longer together till old ages, not basing your priority on children, but on your love lives. You are pressurized into a relationship, you don't show your full love. When you are not being pressurized, you give it your all and your best. So in essence, what I'm simply saying right now is that don't be pressurized into going into any relationship. Let it come from your heart, from the bottom of your heart, like I'm doing right now. And I know I'm fully ready for that relationship. Having children shouldn't be the basis for you getting married, because even if the person doesn't have a child, you don't feel bothered. If the person ages and is no longer looking as beautiful as before, you have the tendency of reviving that beauty. If the person grows too fat, you know how to control it. You just love the person for who the person is, either their bad behavior, their bad characters, their bad habits. You are able to cope with it, to live with it, to accept it, and to change them. You are not meant to change a man or a woman. Before, I used to believe you could change a man or a woman. But now I know you don't change me unless I want to change for myself. If I see that what I'm doing is not good or suitable, then I should effect a change by myself. By effecting a change by myself implies that I wouldn't go back to that character. But if I do it for a particular person, that implies when the person is no longer part of my life, I'll go back to that thing. So what I'm simply saying today is don't be pressurized into any relationship so that you could have a long-lasting relationship. I wouldn't be saying much because today is Mother's Day. So that's where I'll be ending my episode of Relationship, Marriage and Sexual Intercourse this month. Have a lovely and an early morning rise, a bright side afternoon, and a lovely and wonderful evening from Ageless Priceless _ Ellie Semola. Hope to see you soon with our episode, Me, Myself, and I, and then Gratitude. Thank you. Love you all.